Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Monday VBS program. And normally what we do is just talk about the light ship. This is our healing highway, so we get a lot of questions, through the weekends and stuff that you can send in, and we just handle the energies very nicely. So the date today, I believe, is the 19th of October, and we're in 2015, so I'll clear that date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to release from you one particular situation, incident, from your, large volume of books and information. We'll just say we're taking out one program out of you. I guess that's the easiest way to say, because you are running programs and you're living your life. And so just think of having yourself on a computer, which is like you. The aliens are in control of that computer, and you have one program that you had troubles with or problems, and you want to kind of have it go away. So here we go. Bring up that incident that happened to you, and I do have people say, yeah, you did this one thing, Ron, and geez, the whole thing vanished and my pain went away. I'm really surprised. And that can't happen. It depends how ingrained that the program is in you and how it works. So, and then some people say, yeah, I feel wonderful with the pain still there, but boy, I don't have that trauma associated with it or whatever. So many things can happen. And it just depends maybe how far down the rat hole you are with your situation. But anyway, remember, if you have something that's going on continuously in your life and you don't know what's going on and it happens, every couple of weeks or so, then that could be the special barcode that you have on you that I forgot what it's called, but it's like a systematic, maybe Lizard can bring it up in a minute here. It's that reoccurring event type of clearing, which is a barcode, which is attached to you, and you wonder why you keep doing this thing over and over again. But anyway, let's clear that energy from you. So bring it forward, think of it. Maybe you have to think of it, mainly because darkness gave it to you, and it's in your mind. It's in your body, and the mind energy, thoughts are things, and they got programmed into you by the thoughts. And the thoughts became something physical, and that had a reaction to you, which is probably negative, by whatever happened to you. Something happened to you because of the thought. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And let's bring up the light beams on your different monitor screens. As I'm finding out, like people at the expo last weekend, people have many, many monitors. They get very creative and inventive. And I think there's a company called... It's Go Electronics. I'll just bring that up. And GoElectronics, I believe, .com. And they sell something that allows you to take your computer and put multiple screens in your room. So you may want to check that out. I don't know that much about it, but they do offer something like that. And it's not very expensive. So here we go. Let's energize the light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And that company is in Oregon. So we'll turn it over to Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Ron, and welcome, everybody, to the Healing Highway. As Ron said, we are live today. It's Monday, October 19th. We're on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Ron has a website, which I'm sure you all know of, but if you're just joining us for the first time, you can check that out. It's creationlightship.com. And you can also get our chat links from there, as well as our BBS radio homepage. So that's where the image of the triple light beings are, which Ron activates for peace energy during the show. And I'd like to welcome anybody who is just joining us who has attended the recent expo in New York these past few days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you would like to send in any questions or testimonials about that, if you were there, please do so by using our fast chat feedback form, or you can email us directly, at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the name of the electronics company somebody was asking on the chat is called Go Electronics. Is that correct, Ron? G-O?
Yeah, it's Go Electronics, yeah.
Okay.
The reason I know about it, I bought at the next expo, I'll probably have a camera to do recordings, and I'm hoping to have it streamed for people. And I had to buy an adapter to allow my video from my Sony camera that I have to go into my computer, you know, with the USB connector. So they have, you know, actual, I guess, I'm not too astute, but I think it's another VGA, you know, RCA thing that you have on the back of the camera to go into your computer to actually use the camera on it. So I bought that program and that cable to feed audio and video into my computer, and then from there I'm going to go into probably maybe like one of the webinar type companies and be able to transmit my lectures and stuff.
That's great.
But that's kind of in the works.
That's going to be great. Wow, good news. Yeah, that's awesome. And if you're not sure about the way that this works, what you would do if you're sitting at home is you would go to creationlightship.com and do your healings over the web. So when Ron is at the expos, it's usually done in person, and there are monitors with basically the same image of the light being that you see here. So it's very similar, and you can experience the energy live, you know, when he's speaking or presenting at an expo, but you can also experience that energy via the web at creationlightship.com. So it's pretty similar, and that sounds like a great project coming down the pike, Ron, the webinar. So I'm sure you'll keep us posted on that.
Yep. So what I can say, what I really enjoy about the expos is making people real. Because when you first start talking, you're talking to people, and they're, you know, there's no energy there. And when you make them real, all of a sudden their clothes become more colorful, and they start emitting warm energy into the room, and they start lighting the room up, and all of a sudden they're there with you. So it's quite interesting the way it is. It'd be much like if you're talking to, at least the way I could describe it, like do my lectures before I made people real. It'd be like if I was just had the volume turned up on, maybe we'll just say my TV set, and I'm seeing an audience there in front of me, right? And I'm talking to this audience, and they're just, excuse me, wow, they're just there, really not paying too much attention because, you know, they're not really real. They're kind of trying to grasp what I'm saying, but how do you talk to a hologram that doesn't have physical, real body, and they're not really taking in anything? You know, it's just really strange. So the people are listening now who became real, you know, you're going to be real for maybe a week, possibly, as long as you don't get your emotional buttons pushed to bring you back into darkness. So anyway, that's the most enjoyable thing. And I do half of the room at one time, then half the next. And then all of a sudden, while the energy in the room is like, you know, 50 times stronger than what it was before, and people are people. Otherwise, you're dealing with a different species in a sense. So anyway, and they look human. So back to you.
That is so cool. And yeah, I really like that part of the expo. And also at the top of the hour, Ron wanted to mention a couple of clearings. And the two clearings that I think you were referring to, Ron, are the problematic event release clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, and the recurring event problematic situation barcode removal. So there's two separate clearings that would possibly help you if you have something in your life that keeps happening and you would like to disengage from that and detach emotionally from that event or activity. Okay, so we did get a testimonial from somebody who was there as an absentee, and they wrote, "Hi, Ron and Liz. It was wonderful to experience the energy of the light chamber this weekend with only my picture in there. I felt both energized and extremely peaceful. Also felt things moving and adjusting in my body. I'm so glad I was able to enjoy source energy long distance."
Great, yeah. Uh-huh. Wonderful. Thank you for the testimonial. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So,
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I actually had a question related to this. It may be a little bit past the moment, but while in the light chamber as an absentee, can I still run other clearings like the unlimited or free ones?
Oh, yes, of course. Uh-huh. So no problem there. And, you know, just make sure that, you know, when you are doing clearings and you get stuff taken away from you, things that are brought to you that are being released, another way of stating that is things that are transmitted to you, when those get released from you, normally, you know, you can do many clearings to have things taken, the transmission is taken away. Now, things that are in you, which is the whole lifetime clearings, you know, trauma, pain, et cetera, you know, emotions, you know, your sensory bodies and different things like that, these can be a little taxing if you do more than one at one time. So things that are already inside of you that you're releasing because it's been with you in your DNA, when you get those released, you could feel tired in a sense sometimes. So you want to be careful of how many clearings you do at once. But things that are being transmitted to you, just getting rid of those transmissions normally is not going to make you tired. You're going to just feel much better. So that's the difference. So you have what's being brought to you, transmitted to you through your feet from the planet, we'll say, underground facilities, whatever that would be, whether it be governments or aliens or, you know, whatever is down there. It could even be maybe a satellite dish underground, you know, transmitting things to people. Normally it's done through the ley lines. But you know, that's one way. The other way is what's coming from, you know, outer space. So they get us both directions here. And what I did find on flying is that, I'll just say, picking a number at 17,000 feet, you are disconnected from the ley lines, grid lines, whatever word you want to use there, from the planet. So what's being transmitted to you, to your feet, to connect you to the Earth, which you could use the word, you know, being grounded to the Earth. So when I use that term, being grounded to the Earth at 17,000 feet, you're ungrounded. And then all of a sudden, you know, you maybe have to deal with the aliens up there more than the ones on the planet. So that's what I found on the airplane flight. When we hit that particular number, I felt the energy completely shift as the disconnection took place. So back to you.
Wow. Yeah, I wonder if anybody else has felt that and would like to write in, or if anybody has done the ley line or grid line clearing and would like to write in about that. I did get an email/question from a listener who said, "I was listening on last Monday's show, as I usually do, and at first I was a little disappointed to hear it was an archive. That soon passed as the show moved on, and I began to hear things I had missed originally and found the information Ron presented on the upside-down timelines and clearings to be very helpful. I'm so glad I listened all the way through. It helped to hear things in a new way with fresh ears. Just wondering if Ron could talk a little bit more about the upside-down timelines. Thanks."
Okay, so we, maybe the last couple months, I've sort of mentioned the upside-down timeline. So on the website, I don't have a clearing that is stated where you have a box you can check for upside-down timelines yet. I'm hoping to have that up within a month here. But basically what it is, when you do your timeline crashes, you're doing it for what is like your reality, you know, your physicalness, what you're seeing happening here. So you stub your toe, that's a physical thing, and you do the timeline crashes to get rid of the stubbed toe. So what happens is, remember, you're being replicated every 10 minutes. so as you keep getting rid of these timelines that you replicated on every 10 minutes and the situation is being taken away, you know, the two things are kind of happening there. But basically, once you do all those timeline crashes for how many timelines they put you on, then all of a sudden your toe might actually just be healed, fixed, because the real you now comes in at the end of that. And because there's no more programs that they're having you, you know, do with the bad toe, you know, hurting toe. So once that goes away, then the aliens who get you next, when there's no more data there for the bad toe, then they it's not in the program. So they're not creating you with the bad toe. So just understand that. It's once you catch on to it, you know, you run the program, and it's just much like yourself. You know, you have maybe like a Word document, and you have text on there, and all of a sudden you go, well, I don't like what the text is. I'll just, you know, erase all the text. You got a blank page. Well, the blank page now doesn't have the text on it, which says you have a bad toe. And the aliens are taking that each time and replicating it because they have to create you in the image like the image and likeness of the energy, the God energy, we'll call it, that they gave you. Not source energy, but their energy of darkness. And they keep replicating your particular situation. And that's why they have to make it look really similar to the last incarnation of you, the last program, as they hand over their program of your last thoughts, your last condition, your last appearance, and your clothing and everything else to the next alien race. So all that gets handed over. You know, this movie set film gets handed to the next race, and they kind of copy it and make it the best they can so that you don't look funny when you come back in again to other people around you. Sure, if you were just by yourself, you probably wouldn't even notice it, because who's going to look at you, and how are you going to look at yourself? But then put your clothes on a little crooked, you wouldn't notice that. Or your hair was a little bit longer, you wouldn't notice that either, because you're not monitoring yourself, but people could. So, getting back to the upside-down timeline. So what's manifested, that you're, you know, that the you, everything around you, your surroundings, is on the top of the timeline. So just kind of think of having a line drawing from left to right. On the top is the physical manifestation. And remember, thoughts are things. And they use thoughts, which is a program, to create a thing, get the animation working. So underneath that line that you, say, draw from left to right on your piece of paper is the program. So what we've been doing in the past is just getting rid of the top part, and the program could be dormant on the bottom. And so aliens could take that program and find that there's no manifestation and redo it and bring that forward, okay? But they may or may not know that, because all they're looking for is a physical effect. But you want to get rid of the program also. So you start doing the upside-down timeline to get rid of the program that's manifesting your physicalness and what's happening to you. And that's so you just write in the upside-down timeline, maybe after your name or after your physical condition, to clear that. Whatever seems to work, you know, the easiest way for you, just do it that way. So first clear your physicalness, the top part, which is the upside-down timeline. And then, you know, maybe you do that for, let's just say you put it on your computer for one day and you're clearing one day of that. And some people actually put in, you know, clear this S of light beings to clear it for 1,000 timelines, okay? And just let it run. And they put the timer at a certain amount, maybe 1,000, and it just keeps going and going and going until it ends. Then the next day we'll say, you put in, I want to clear, you know, with the same conditions that's already on your page, and just put maybe like in parentheses or something, upside down timeline. Add that to it either after your name or before or after what your situation is. And then run that for the same amount of time and do that. Now, the other one that you want to do maybe once a week typically is the space timeline crash, in case you didn't come back here all the way, or in case you're just lost in space completely. Normally, when you do a timeline crash, you're brought back here, I'd say 95% of the time. But there are sometimes or some events maybe that you just didn't make it here for some reason. So, you know, maybe once a week do the space-time crash for what you crashed on the top part of it. You can do the bottom one too, the upside down version too, and just do that, and it'll probably satisfy, you know, what you want to do, and work perfectly fine. But you do want to do the space-time maybe once a week, or at least once a month, for what you're doing on your situation. Is you just bringing yourself back here. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's a lot of really good information, Ron. And I did also get an email from someone who asked, "Hi there, I must have missed the upside-down timeline thing. What is it? How do we do it?" So this is from, gosh, last week. So hopefully this listener is tuned in tonight and they've heard this. I believe the archive was last Monday, and the original was, I think, September 21st was the date of the actual airing. So if you would like to go back and re-listen to that, it's available on our BBS archives, which you can find on bbsradio.com. So, Ron, in regard to programs, would this be a good exercise to do to kind of observe people and notice the programs and see if you can guess what they're running?
So you're trying to figure out
how they're programmed, because would that be helpful in terms of interacting with them? I feel like we need a T-shirt that says we are people, not programs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on all the different on the conference calls that I do, which would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I do make people real during that call, And so that would make you real. What I'm thinking of is on a timeline crash. Maybe your boss, husband or wife, is having difficulties. And that difficulty that, you know, they're dealing with is affecting your life. So we'll just put it more like a boss around you. And all of a sudden, you know, they're feeling really funky the last week, and they're taking it out on you, and you go, man, I don't like this, you know. What am I here to do? You probably first think new age thinking. What am I here to learn about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they interacting with me? Well, it could be a soul family connection. But basically, you may want to do a timeline crash for them. But don't do the space-time. The space-time, you know, puts them back into their body, and you don't want to disturb anything with them. You don't want them to have their body jerk or something. So, you know, you can do all the timeline crashes you want, but somebody who is not aware of what we're doing, you don't want to do space-time crashes unless you know that they're sleeping. So typically, you know, if they're having a bad day, maybe they're dealing with personal problems, and you know, and they're telling you about it each day, and they're really upset, kind of taking it out on you, and they're not yourself, and you know, to do some timeline crashes for that person, which you can do, to get them off of that timeline, so they'll interface with you better, and you can have a better life, and so can they. Plus, they can draw you onto their timeline. And that you don't want. Because remember, when they talk about a situation, you're being put onto their timeline. And you don't want that. Because they're telling you about it. And so, you know, they're infecting you. So you want to get the infection off of you. You want to get rid of those, the virus, we'll say. So do a timeline crash on them. And then also maybe do it on you if you start finding yourself kind of feeling, you know, empathetic, and, you know, maybe you're starting to resonate with your situation. Maybe all of a sudden you're driving your car home and you start thinking about them, about their situation, trying to analyze it, figure it out, to help them out. Well, the dark side just puts you onto their timeline. You're viewing it in a different way, but you're on it because you're thinking about it. So you want to get off of that timeline yourself. So you could even put two screens up, one for you and one for them to get off of it. So just know that when they're talking about something that you don't really want to deal with and it's harming you, then you're probably already on that timeline because they brought you onto it. They infected you. So to do it for them, do it for you so you can both have a better life, because you don't want to re-experience or have a brand new experience of what they're dealing with. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true. So the clearings Ron mentioned were the space-time crash, the timeline crash, and I believe, Ron, you also mentioned the satellite timeline crash, which is a free sample. And that's the one, is that the one people should do to bring themselves back?
Yeah, that one in the Be Here Now, yeah. So
the Be Here Now, right.
Yeah, well, when you pay for the timeline crash, you will go to a page that has timeline crashing logins on it and also space-time, you know, timeline crashes logins. So you actually have two clearings there. So first do the timeline, you know, and normally you probably want to copy and paste that into the login box. So just go into the clearing login with the key and copy and paste both of those, you know, entries, login, user's name and login into the boxes and then, you know, get logged in and that should take you right to that page. If you do have a situation or problem with that, some of the codings are weekly. Some of the clearings, okay, and that will be a whole different code. Now, your computer might remember the last code, and somehow there's something with the computers that may not allow you in the programs because they already have it in memory, and they'll try to put you in there, but it won't work for you. So what you want to do then, if you do have a problem with logging in, there's a reset next to the login underneath the user's name password, and hit the reset. And so then you can recopy and paste those. Because sometimes, like, I think the L or the I kind of look the same or very similar, which could look like a 1. And from there, you know, it's can cause a lot of problems for people. And fortunately, you know, I even had that myself trying to figure it out. And you know, by doing a copy and paste, it always works, but, you know, you don't always know, you know? What you don't know, you don't know. So my remedy was just to copy and paste it, and it works. And then if you do have problems, then just do the reset, you know? So if it doesn't go into that page, hit the reset, and then start over again with your copy and paste. You may have to put up two screens. You may have to go in and do your login, you know, with your email, so you do that on your email page, and then open up another page, you know, put the login page on it. That way you can, you know, copy and paste, bringing one page up to copy it, dropping it down, bring the next page up, which is the Creation Lightship page, and copy and pasting each one of those. They have to go back and forth to do that. So that makes it a little bit easier than trying to write it down on a piece of paper. And or you may even just copy them, you know, the two codes and put them into like a Word document or something and put the date on it. If it happens to be, you know, a weekly or a monthly clearing that you're getting, and put the date when you started it, because it will end, you know, at the time that it's indicated there. So anyway, that's kind of my suggestion for everybody. So back to you. We get some more questions there.
Okay, great. So thanks for the clarification on that, Ron. And someone else is asking regarding the YouTube videos. Hello, I watched a YouTube video of Ron over the weekend. Not sure if it was from the 2015 Expo. The clearings were very powerful and helpful. I was wondering how many times the clearing will work from the video.
On the YouTube, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Usually you specify, Ron.
Yeah. Yeah, normally it's 3 times. And it's 3 because it will allow you to at least understand how it works and stuff. But then, you know, you'd want to go in and do a whole lifetime clearing or clearing on the website to do that. So the samples will not go as deep as what the website will do. And so remember, these are just samples. The sample clearings that we have that are free, even though we use the word sample, they are a 100% clearing. I don't have any other way to use a word there besides samples, but they're not like like a 5% clearing or something. They're all 100% when you do a satellite like a gray sky clearing, for instance, or the alien keyword one. You know, there's no other clearing on the website that will be stronger than what's on there right now. So even though it's just sample, it's not like a little weak type of clearing. It's 100%. But the samples that I do, like an emotional sample or something, it will just take away, like we do on each program here, just one little incident that you've had out of your millions. And if I did 10 of those, like at an expo for people, which I do at times, I think life is excellent, very good, because 10 issues is probably all that they're focusing on, and then their body relaxes and they feel great. But what about the rest of them, So I'll just give you a little bit of a reprieve. So back to you.
Okay, good to know, and that's a great point, Ron, about the, quote, sample clearings, because I think maybe a lot of people have wondered that at some point. So it's great to know that they are 100% and that they work so much more effectively after you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first clearing that is required to do. It will also make you realize that you don't need all of the clearings that Ron offers on the website. In fact, I don't know if anybody needs all of them. So that's important to note, that you want to do that under recommended healing first, the emotional healing.
Yeah, if somebody had another, if you could think of another word to use in place of sample clearings, with that drop-down box is on the left, you may see, oh, yeah, you want to be using this word instead of samples. Well, yeah, send us that on clsquestions@yahoo.com. And okay. we'll get the thing changed for that particular name for that, because they're not really a sample. So an experiential clearing, or I don't know, you may have a word that would work fine. That would, it has to fit into that box, unfortunately. So sample will fit.
Yeah, that's a great distinction. I'm sure that clears it up for a lot of the listeners, too, who may have been wondering about that. So regarding the upside-down timeline, someone wrote, I have run this on Gray Skies Earth Protect and felt like a brick hit me in the head, so dizzy for the first hour. So I guess they wrote upside-down timelines after their name, I guess, and cleared that. That's great to know. Okay, yep. So the next question is kind of going off topic here, Ron, but this person said, when I wake up from sleeping, the view of my room is full of tiny little black dots, much like pinholes. They slowly fill up, and then the view of the room resumes as per normal. What does this mean? I feel some part of my body jerking, usually feet and sometimes hands. And sometimes I can feel like something is sharp is being inserted into my feet. What does this mean? So I wonder if these two things are happening simultaneously or independent of each other.
Boy, that's a good one. Man, it almost feels like this living here is the timeline. Like a parallel life, and the real timeline that you're on is somewhere else. That's what it kind of feels like to me.
It kind of seems like the timeline is in shards to me, and that may be why they're feeling that sharpness, or like something's not right. With the visual. You know how like when the visual goes out? Like you can still hear the sound, but like you're not getting the full picture. That's kind of what I was thinking.
That's what I said. It feels like they're on a timeline, but the real them is somewhere else. And when they open their eyes, they're seeing a timeline that is here. Okay? It's like the opposite of what we talk about.
Wow.
Normally we try to be here, and then what you get coming in is from timelines, okay? Your deja vu and losing your keys and your car and, you know, things dropping in next to you. And it feels like they're somewhere else, and when they open their eyes here, you know, the film footage isn't made yet enough, and they're actually viewing this as a parallel life, thinking that they're living here. I would say do the Be Here Now clearing. It almost feels like they could be a slave and one of those other real lives other than being here. It's like they're a visitor, like a time traveler.
Mm.
Okay? And so maybe they're held captive like a slave on the other location, and they know they have to be here, but they keep projecting them here. Very interesting.
So they could be possibly run in multiple locations at once on different timelines.
Yeah, and they should be here as the original one.
Wow.
It feels like that original one that would normally be here, they got transported to the other location. And they want to come back here, but they're, you know, being chained up, we'll say, like a slave, and they have to come back all the time. So they have to break that connection to that timeline that makes them believe that they're there.
Hmm.
So that's the real life, but they got switched over. So here they're like this, like a time traveler. Coming in, you know, when they wake up from sleeping. So this is like their dream. So they're like living a lucid dream here.
Wow.
And there is where they're living. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. So I'm wondering, do you think if they timeline crash this, like feeling whatever they're seeing, these black dots, or feeling these, like, the sharpness in their feet, do you think if they timeline crash that as a dream, would that be effective? Like if they said, dream I had about whatever, black dots.
Yeah, I think so. I would try to figure out something to clear, release you from that other location.
Some kind of cording clearing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe it's someone living on cloned planets, cloned Earths. One of my initial clearings that I put up before we did a lot of the clone stuff and things.
Clone bodies living on cloned Earth.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so you want to get, that's probably where they transported you. So you want to do that clearing to get back here, I think. And I'd probably run the Be Here Now clearing when you do it alongside of it.
Okay.
And have a couple screens up. So I would think that person may kind of, in a sense, not have a lot of energy here. It'd be interesting to know if they kind of feel tired, if the colors aren't as vibrant here to them as normally it would be. Normally, your dream state and stuff, the colors are not, you know, normally they're kind of dingy looking, dark. I'll just say dark, the darkness, okay? Not very bright, kind of like a room that's, you know, at night with, you know, not a lot of light in there. But the real place would be very bright in the daytime, but at night with lights, it's dimmer. So I'm just wondering if they're viewing life here as it not being quite as bright, and things aren't as tangible, not as colorful, not as 3D. Very interesting. It'd be interesting to know if they're even doing the weekly three calls or four calls that we do, or at least doing one of them a week. But it sounds like they're actually living physically living on one of the parallel timelines, and they're coming here to visit. So back to you.
Yeah, well, maybe, hopefully, the person who asked that question is listening, since we receive them anonymously and can clue us in if they decide to do any of the clearings that Ron mentioned, and let us know if that helps, or maybe elaborate more on their experience so we can try to get some clarity around that.
Yeah, it will take dedication on your part to do clearings.
Yes, that's the truth.
I just hope you don't connect with us again and say, yeah, Ron, can you do a sample of this for me? Because this is not going to, you know, it's just going to be a sample, and I probably won't even do it. You need to get in there and do some serious clearing to get back here. So back to you.
Yeah, the clearings do give you the ability to kind of reinvent yourself, especially if you have, you know, 2 or 3 years invested. You will have that opportunity. And I think that's kind of difficult for a lot of people because they've been running programs all their life, or they've been out on timelines, or they're, you know, just kind of wondering why all these things keep happening to them, or maybe they're in a situation they can't even get out of. So when you really take the time and invest in yourself and invest in getting these clearings, you do gain the ability to change your circumstances and kind of reinvent yourself. So it is kind of a process, but as our listeners will tell you, and I'm sure, you know, people at the expo and, you know, have spoken to others and to Ron personally about this, because it's quite a task. So it's always interesting to hear from other listeners what they're doing and what they're kind of working on, and that's kind of the point of the Healing Highway. It's sort of to help you along with that, as well as connect with other people that may have the same problems or situations that you do, and kind of help you think about it in another way. So somebody else was asking if we could get a sample jaw adjustment / alignment, I guess, for jaw issues, Ron. Do you feel like doing that?
Boy. Not on this program, no. I don't have the energy. I'm out doing too many battles right now.
Okay. Okay, so moving on. The next question is, a listener who's wondering, how can an entity take energy from us if it's just an emotional body that is not intelligent? Is that different from an alien? Relatives never wanted our energy as an emotional body. Is it the aliens working through the emotional body?
Well, the emotional body is a real body. You just can't see it. And so the emotional body is a physical body in the space that it's living in. But you don't have the eyesight, we'll say, to see the actual emotional body. But it is living physically, and it can see into our dimension. So it actually is... With physical sight, we'll say, it is better than we are. And it needs to get life force energy, spirit energy, into it so it doesn't decay or die. Remember, it's made from the earth spirit, so it does have light in that body. And the only reason why the earth spirit made it is to protect the physical bodies here from psychic attack energies. The energies that would cause the body to die in the DNA from all the stuff that it's had in the past. So it does need energy to live on, and that's why these emotional bodies body hop into different people. And they will body hop into different people according to what they're probably used to, because they have a program. Remember, they lived in a body just like you're living here physically. And so that body, you know, like to go out every Friday night and go dancing or something, it will look for people who go out Friday night and go dancing and hop into them. And it may even hang out to the old places that it used to go to. And, you know, it can get pretty strange. I have had people, I'll go into the strangeness here. So I have had people say, I went someplace and I felt like some energy came home with me. And all of a sudden, and this is mainly women, all of a sudden this thing's trying to have sex with me. And then they finally somehow get it off them or leave the room or tell it to leave, and then it does leave. But, I've had that. I probably had 20 people over the years talk to me about things like that. So what that is an emotional body. So let's just say that using that scenario of going to a nightclub or something, maybe this person used to go there all the time, and they even liked dancing with you, and maybe they even dated you, and then they died, you know? And so because you go there all the time, you know, maybe you go every Friday night, we'll say, so now it's going back to that same location and going into, we'll say you're a woman, going into a man and dancing with you, into that, you know, with that man, because they're in the man now dancing with you. And, they may not want to, dance with other people, but they know you. And so entities can do that. So they do need that energy from a physical person to live on. Otherwise, the body will start to, to die out because there's no spirit in it, but it is sharing the spirit energy with that person. And that's true, of all emotional bodies. And then it gets charged up and it can leave and walk on its own and go different places, wherever it chooses to go to. It could hop in the back of somebody's car if they're on a road trip and go across country and tap into those people for energy and have a free vacation by seeing different things. That's the way entities are. But they normally will go into family members because they already know them. And then when they come in, they'll normally activate the person's memory of that person. So you'll just say it's Uncle Harry, and so all of a sudden, Uncle Harry comes into you and you start thinking about Uncle Harry, or maybe, you're getting an ice cream cone at some place and Uncle Harry was with you years ago. You went to the same place and all of a sudden you think, oh yeah, I was here 3 years ago and, Uncle Harry was here and we all had an ice cream together. And Uncle Harry's dead now. But, I remember this place. Because that's the entity giving you the vision that it shared an ice cream, with you. You guys enjoyed it. You went on a walk, eat your ice cream. Maybe you went someplace, maybe like an amusement park, had your ice cream, and you go over a bridge and you're watching the ducks. And you're getting that whole download over again while Uncle Harry being next to you. And you go, and you may think, why am I getting that thought? Uncle Harry doesn't live here anymore. Well, yeah, he's with you. He's inside of your body as you're eating the ice cream, enjoying the ice cream, and he's giving you those thoughts of happiness, of how he liked being with you. So that's the positive thing. The negative thing is, all of a sudden, you're eating your ice cream, and, 3 years ago, and Uncle Harry says something kind of off, and you get into an argument. Well, that'll come up, too. And you go, oh, crap, I'm having this ice cream. I think of Uncle Harry and how he yelled at me, and maybe he threw something at me. And now you're going through that emotional roller coaster ride, and now you're upset with Uncle Harry because that happened to you, and it upset your day now because you're thinking of Uncle Harry in that situation. That's why you want to get rid of that emotional body. That's why you want to do the deceased loved one's emotional body. It's $50, and get rid of that person out of your life. But if they're doing good and you like having them around you, there's nothing wrong with that for them to be here. They should really be gone. But I had a lady at the expo who said she lost, I guess one of her boyfriend died, years ago, a couple of years ago. And oddly enough, I could get a spirit. very unusual, but I got a spirit and brought him to quarantine. And she goes, well, what about the emotional body? And I said, well, we can take that one away too. But he says, but he likes working with the family members and children because she does communicate with him. Because, you know, the emotional body comes to her. And he says, I like working with the children, which are maybe the younger children, I believe, you know, in her family, you know, unit, we'll say, cousins or something. And he likes working with that. I said, well, you know, it's fine. Maybe he likes to do that, and maybe we'll let him do that until the next New York Expo, and we'll just see if he wants to leave or not. We'll give him, you know, that much time. I don't know, maybe it's, 5 months, I guess, something like that, time to wind up his, what he wants to do here. And if he wants to go, then, you know, he'll let her know and we'll release him. But, you know, he is doing some good as, you know, helping people. And that can be a good thing. That's where you get your spirit guides at. Okay? And so for him, he's helping. But normally you want to have this energy leave, because it will eventually be sucking your energy out, and it could bring in trauma. And you don't want to have his lifetime or her lifetime's trauma with you, because the emotional body's full of it. So anyway, I guess back to you.
Wow, that's amazing, Ron. I can't believe you were able to reconnect with him after so many years.
Yeah, I was shocked, but as soon as you mentioned him, he was there, and they were just about ready to pop him through in a couple of weeks into a body. Somehow
that's
I was able
crazy.
To see him. And, you know, maybe she was hanging on to him because his emotional body was talking all the time, and the spirit maybe connected to the emotional body, but I was able to find it very unusual. Normally it's like, you know, a month or two, and that's it.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, if she is listening, I don't know if she is now, but he is out of here now. So.
Okay.
And she did ask me a question. She goes, well, Ron, you're in the now. She didn't remember to do this for me. I got him.
Yeah, wow, because, you are in the now, so that's pretty remarkable. Ron, you know, I think we only have time for, like, one more question.
Yeah,
I can't believe the show is almost over. But this listener purchased the special genetic generational clearing, and they purchased it to clear hypertension, and they're not sure how to use it. Other than the anger clearing, emotional clearing, and this clearing, is there any other clearing I should do? Is it a single use, and can I use it for other inherited diseases? Please kindly guide. Thank you very much.
Okay, normally the special is used for one time, but there is the unlimited version, and you can get that and use it for other things.
Okay.
The only reason why I put the special one on is for people that have a condition. Normally it'd be like, you know, for instance, you're perfectly fine, no problems, and you break your arm or something, you know, and you need to have attention brought to that broken arm, and I don't have really a clearing that you can go to that would work on a broken arm. So I put the special clearing up for that to help you do healings. So for the first time, it'll work for what your one issue would be. Then from there, you know, you'd want to get on to the unlimited if you wanted to continue using it for other things, but it's mainly for one specific incident. Your hypertension, anger, those are all different clearings. So look at your life and see why, you know, what's pushing that button in you to give you that. And from there, if it's, you know, a situation that's been around for a while and you don't think it's just a normal thing with you and it's always, you know, a situation that you're dealing with, then, you know, you may want to go into the bundle clearing, the body jumpstart, and that has all different types of body organs and different things in there. You may want to focus on that one, because that I think it's maybe a 6 week or a 2 month clearing for the body jumpstart, and you get a lot of bundle. I think you get like three different bundles in there too. I mean, two different whole lifetime clearings. So I would do the body jumpstart. So that's the difference on the two. As far as other clearings, anger, fear, whatever, anxiety, stuff that could cause hypertension, it may not be that. Maybe you just have it happening to you, so you want to go into maybe the body jump start. Kind of look at it and kind of, you know, analyze yourself. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you have to say this out loud. And you want to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. So you can say, I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. That's simple. And then once you do that, then you have to say what the action is going to be. And you can count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And that's the active part of it as your spirit is doing this for you. So here we go. This is the action part. The other one is the command. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. And thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, people who sent in their questions. And hopefully you have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.